This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Time now on AM 580 for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey is Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Tom. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a look first at how prices fared in the resumption of trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we give the overnights at 8:49 Central Time in the pre-opening report. And we also look at Kansas City here on the resumption of trade there as far as wheat is concerned. For July, the opening price this morning, 665. That was down a half. September, 673. And that was down 3. In Chicago, July wheat, 613, down 3 quarters. September, 640, down 2. December, 666, down 1 and a quarter. July corn at 446 was up 2. September opened 2 and 3 quarters higher at 456. December at 468, up 2 and a quarter. And March at 478 and three quarters, up 1 1/4. May, 485, up a quarter. July 2010 at 493, up 1 1/2. And December 2010 opened at 464 1/2, up 2. July soybeans opened at 1244, up a half. August at 1178, up 3/4. September at 1111, up 1. November 1075, up 2 1/2. January 2010 soybeans opened at 1080, up 3/4. March at 1077, down 1. And May at 1064, up 1 1/2. Way out November 2010, the beans opened at 999, up a half. July soybean meal opened at 408, up 20. August opened at 376.50, down 10. And the July soybean oil opened at 39.43, down 2. August at 39.50, down 8. Over on the Merck, live cattle for June opened at 80.30. That was 12 1/2 higher. August also opened up 12 1/2 at 81.85. October at 87.25, up 22 1/2, and December at 89.15, up 7 1/2. The August feeder cattle opened 12 1/2 higher at 96.45. September down 10 at 96.85. October down 25 at 97.25. And November at 97.20 was down 35 on the open. The June lean hogs opened 15 higher at 57.50. July 50 lower at 59.25. August and October, both 32 1/2 higher on the open. August at 60.85 and October at 60.10. And the frozen pork bellies for July opened at 58.80, down 10. August, 85 higher at 59.90. And let's take a look at how things are trading right now. As we look at the board, the wheat in Kansas City is trading in a very narrow range from a half lower to a half higher. And in Chicago, basically 11 1/2 lower across the board. Corn trading anywhere from a half higher to about 1 1/4 lower right now. And the soybeans ranging from 2 lower to about 1 1/2 higher.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And it being Wednesday, we ought to have Paul Cooley from ADM Investor Services in Oakland on the line with us. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jay Pierce. Nice to talk to you on this rainy Wednesday morning in East Central Illinois.
Is it raining down where you are?
Yes, it's raining, and I think it's a little heavier to the south of us, at
I think
least
you're right.
We hope.
Yeah, I think you're right. We're not getting much more than a spit here right now, but just in case... Just in case anybody wanted the rain, I went out and watered the flower garden this morning before I came to work, just to ensure we get some rain.
A crack meteorologist is saying a half to an inch and a half, and then like a line from Mattoon, Effingham, south 1.6 to 2.8 inches, and it is basically a measured drier forecast for the central part. Everybody is excited about the USDA supply-demand report. It was a measured reduction in soybeans. Some of the analysts that we watch say that they were a little bit timid on the crush, and also exports are even better than what the government says they are in soybeans. And, of course, the whisper from the tractor seat is, from these wetter areas, is my neighbor is planting more soybeans, beans on beans, which means probably a 5-bushel yield reduction.
Mm-hmm. Some of the outside market influences that we've been seeing besides the USDA report, and by the way, if you get our Ag email newsletter, those numbers are all in your inbox right now, or you can go to willag.org and you can see the whole report there. We already have it up and posted for you this morning, as usual. But some of the outside markets, people have been watching this crude oil, and it's over $71 a barrel right now, Paul.
You know, inflation with the big printing presses going overtime and the big trade deficit, crude oil is a big boom, and it's on the upside. Of course, that indirectly helps corn prices in the long run. And we have heard the president basically talk about trade, you know, the big deficit spending in some of his most recent announcements and talks to the people, so we do have to worry about inflation, and of course that's a economic stimulus to corn and soybean prices and crude oil.
Mm-hmm. Dollar seems to be firming a little bit.
Yeah, only a little while, so to speak. This morning we are seeing the dollar up about 29, gold and silver a little lower, the stock market's up 8. We are looking at a fairly good strong stock market rally compared with some of the beat up that we took earlier in the year.
Yeah. What else are you watching this morning?
Well, of course the big thing is what the next shoe to drop in the future is, of course, the acreage. And just ironically, the government said we were going to plant 2 million acres less corn and soybean total acreage than last year, the last 2 years. 3 million less acres in the Dakotas, 5 million less acres of wheat, 4 to 5 million acres less double crop beans, and we increased the CRP production, taking CRP acres out of 1.3 million acres, so to speak. So somewhere along the line, I think the smart money knows that we are going to come up with a conservative 3 to maybe 5 million more soybean acres in time, maybe 1.5 to 2 million acres less corn acres planted. So that's going to be the big guessing game that the commodity trader is going to be playing and trading around the world.
All right. So a note of strategy for today to leave folks with.
Well, a note of strategy is be careful, but I do think we need to keep our tank full as we drive down the streets and cities of the Midwest.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. That's Paul Cooley, and he's with ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, and he'll be back this afternoon on the closing market report with Todd Gleason, of course. Let's take a look at how the trade is going right now, and we're seeing some red numbers popping up in Kansas City. July wheat is at 658 and three quarters, down 6 3/4. September 668 and a half, down 7 1/2 now, and December down 7 1/2 at 685. July wheat in Chicago at 601 and three quarters, down 12. September 630 and three quarters, down 11 and a quarter. And December down 11 and a half at 655.34. July corn at 439 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. September 449 and a quarter, down 4. December at 461 and a half, down 4 3/4. And the March 2010 contract at 473 and a quarter, down 4 1/4 right now. July in Chicago, July soybeans, that is, 1242 and a half, down 1. August at 1175, down 2 1/4. September at 1109 and 3/4, down 1/4. November at 1071, down 1 1/2. And January 2010 at 1076 and a half, down 2 3/4 right now. The soybean meal for July at 407.30, down 50. August at 375.30, down 130. July soybean oil up 10 at 39.55. And August at 39.66 is up 8. Live cattle for June, 79.90, down 27.5. August feeder cattle, 96.15, down 17.5. June lean hogs, 57.07.5, down 27.5 right now. And a forecast from Mike Sola is calling in the north today for cloudy and cool conditions with scattered showers. That's the north. Elsewhere across the two states will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some storms may produce some heavy rainfall, highs ranging from 60 near Lake Michigan to around 85 in the far south. For tonight, in the north, mostly cloudy. Elsewhere, cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the south, lows ranging from 50 near Lake Michigan to 70 in the far south. And tomorrow, northern Illinois, mostly cloudy. Central and in northern Indiana, it'll be mostly cloudy with some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms diminishing during the afternoon. In the south, it'll be cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, and highs will range from 63 in northern Indiana to 85 in the far south. 68 on Friends Plaza in Urbana right now. And you're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, AM 580, and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.